This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. Now here's Tanner Thomas with today's entry.
February 2nd, 1779. Yesterday, Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark undertook measures for a naval operation as part of his plan to capture British Fort Sackville in Vincennes. Today, his attention shifted to phase two of his plan, an overland march. He appointed a pack horse master to prepare pack saddles and other essentials for the estimated 157-mile march across the Illinois prairies. It would be a difficult trek, as Clark said, the stretch of land was underwater for several inches.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.